What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life at the International Builder Show, and I'm with my husband, Mark.
I'm with my wife, Teresa. A gathering crowd outside.
Well, we're inside. Well, we're just on the outside of the DuPont booth right here, and it is buzzing in here.
It's buzzing in here. There's so many things in here that actually, should we take it a different way that we're sitting out in the aisle?
We're kind of like spilled out into the aisle. We were watching a demo of Mike Girton earlier.
Mike Girton, Carl Hagstrom, and Mark LaLiberté.
Three
of the top guys.
They are the top guys.
On the installation side, Mark LaLiberté is a building scientist. Mm-hmm. I interviewed him many years ago about home efficiency.
Yes.
Yeah, building efficiency.
Well, you know what? That's what we're just going to be talking about in this segment right now.
That is what we're going to talk about.
What a good segue.
You would think we planned this.
You would think we planned it, but we didn't. Not at all.
No.
We are joined by Alan from DuPont right here.
Hey, Alan. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. Thanks.
All right.
Well, thanks for having us here, and thanks for bringing us into the booth to show us all of the new stuff that's going on.
It's pretty cool, huh? Nice looking booth.
It is a nice looking booth. I could move in here.
That's very
well, as one of our friends likes to say, weatherization.
Weatherization.
Weatherization. Yeah, he also says organization and other things like that. He's odd. He's a very odd guy.
Does he say Tyvek?
He says Tyvek. So you can never pin the guy down. But weatherization is one of those things that is super important, and then it gets buried.
That's right.
So, you know, what are we talking about here? Where is DuPont at this point right now?
Yeah, so weatherization, obviously, it's a critical part of the house, as you know, right? Whether you're remodeling or you're building new construction, you want to manage air and water very effectively. You want to keep that stuff out of your house.
Yes.
And that's what the Tyvek systems do. The air barriers, the water barriers, the barriers, the wraps, as we call them, as well as the flashing products that help tie the window into the rest of the building envelope, keep all that nasty water and air out of the house.
Well, one of the things I like at the booth here is that there is a display, and there's a picture at the bottom of each display that shows you the different environment that you would want to weatherize your home for. So there's a picture of snow. That's easy. You can figure out where you live and what you need to be able to prep for.
Yep, you got it. That's exactly right.
It's easy for people, you know, for everybody to be able to figure it out.
What we're showing there is that we have different solutions for different regions around the country, all climates, all facade types. And so you got it. You nailed it.
Because you're not going to use the same house wrap behind stucco that you'd use behind wood siding, for example.
That's right. We have different house wraps behind each of those different facades because they have different requirements. And so you want to, again, make sure you manage, mostly around water, you want to make sure you manage that water, channel it away from the home, and keep it outside the home.
Now, if someone has a question about what they're supposed to be doing for their particular home and their climate, is there a place that they can go to find out information?
There is. We would suggest they contact one of our Tyvek specialists. We have over 100 of these nationally, these specialists. They're highly trained individuals. They help deliver solutions, answer questions, and answer product questions, obviously, about the Tyvek. They can go to our website, tyvekweatherization.com, and there's a specialist locator there, and they can punch in their zip code, and the nearest guy or gal will come up, and they can get in touch with them. They're really knowledgeable, useful people.
They'll come up, too?
Here's a basic question for the non-professional builder out there, non-professional remodeler. If you've ever taken an old house apart, you probably have taken the siding off. You probably found tar paper underneath there, 15-pound tar paper. But now it's science when we wrap a house with Tyvek. What does Tyvek do?
That's right. So as I said, Tyvek keeps the water out for durability, keeps the air out, helps keep the air out for energy efficiency, obviously. So it keeps bulk water out, air out, but it also breathes. If and when, we think when, water gets behind that wrap and gets the sheathing, the OSB or the plywood wet, you're going to need it to dry. It might be able to dry inside depending on the construction, but the Tyvek also breathes and lets the moisture work its way out to the environment.
It's sort of a one-way street for water vapor to evaporate through out of it.
Kind of like that. Not necessarily one way, because it can move both ways, but, you know, you're going to want it to dry to the outside, and that's where Tyvek is a very strong value proposition, if you will. It breathes. It lets that moisture vapor escape.
That's huge. That's huge, because when water gets in, and it always gets in, water wins. The way to solve that problem is to get the water out.
That's right. That's, you got it. Exactly right.
Yes, we always say that water always finds a way, so it's good to be prepared.
And we're going to find our way to a break, which we're taking right now. We'll see you with more from the DuPont booth on My Fix It Up Life.
I'm feeling fine, sitting in a sidewalk chair as the daylight fades.